This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Companies that want to fight online piracy took a new tack this week. Content providers like Disney or Fox will now ask companies delivering online ads, the Googles of the world, to stop working with websites that allow illegal file sharing. That would mean less cash for websites where pirates trade the digital booty of movies, TV shows, and music. This new plan was brokered with the help of the Obama administration and the Interactive Advertising Bureau. The IAB develops standards for the world of online ads. Rob Rasko is a consultant with the IAB who worked on the new guidelines. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure.
So advertisements on sites that have been connected with piracy, why is this such a big deal?
The industry is growing. You know, today, the U.S. digital ad market is over $40 billion in revenue. With it being such a critical part of the economy, we need to make sure that practices are in line with the demand. You know, and one of those issues that does happen is folks who steal content and put it online for view without permission, and it's something that has to be dealt with.
But is there any real weight to this?
Of course, we're supportive of any practices which move issues forward related to anti-piracy. What's important here is that the conversation is changing to something very constructive. 12 months ago, this conversation, you may remember something called SOPA and PIPA.
Yes.
And the turmoil around it. I mean, literally the internet went dark for a day during that. There's nothing constructive about the internet going dark. There's a really good first step happening here. If you look at the comments that were made by the companies, by the IAB, by the White House, all very positive and forward-looking, even the critical statements still were constructive.
Are there any fears that this agreement might in some ways stifle or squeeze innovation in any way? And what might some safeguards be against that?
When you think about any collaborative process, the point is that you have many stakeholders at the table. So you've got technology companies, you've got content companies, you've got software companies. I would say that you get there by having more folks involved. Are there risks if this is done incorrectly? Absolutely. But because you have all the stakeholders, because you get everybody involved, we mitigate those risks and we get to a good solution.
Rob Rasko is a consultant with the IAB. Rob, thanks.
Thank you.
While we're on the topic, a new study out of Norway suggests the best way to fight online piracy might just be to offer a reasonable and affordable alternative for consumers. Survey company Ipsos reports stealing online music alone has dropped 83% since 2008 in the country, and copyright experts are crediting not anti-piracy campaigning, but the rise of services like Spotify and Netflix.